This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to use the recover method when a toxic traits conversation goes badly wrong. 7 steps to rebuild after a difficult conversation about toxic behaviour derails. In short, this article covers 7 recovery frameworks you can reach for when a toxic traits conversation goes wrong, giving you a structured path from derailment back to resolution. The Recover Method 7 Steps from Recognition to Recommitment. The Anger Containment Script for Conversations That Escalate into Shouting. The Clarity Shield for Conversations Hijacked by Manipulation or Gaslighting. Definition: a toxic traits conversation is a direct exchange in which one person addresses the harmful behavioral patterns of another, such as manipulation, blame shifting, or chronic hostility, with the intent of establishing accountability and change. These conversations carry high emotional risk and frequently break down before resolution is reached. You planned the conversation carefully. You chose your words. You stayed calm for the first 30 seconds. Then the other person exploded, or denied everything, or twisted your words until you barely recognized them. Now the conversation is off the rails, and you're standing in the wreckage wondering what just happened. A toxic traits conversation is one of the hardest exchanges you will ever attempt. Unlike a general disagreement, you're asking someone to look directly at a pattern of behaviour they may not even admit exists. The defences that come back at you, rage, deflection, gaslighting, cold silence, are not accidental. They are the same toxic traits in action, protecting themselves. Without a recovery framework ready, most people either shut down or make things worse. In Say It Right Every Time, I call this the moment the conversation needs rescuing, and I devote chapter 14 to giving people the tools to do exactly that. What follows draws directly from the chapter 7 structured frameworks for recovering when a toxic traits conversation goes badly wrong, a decision guide for choosing the right one, and a plain language plan for building real fluency over time. Why structure is the only thing that holds when a toxic conversation breaks down. Here is the truth of it: under pressure, without a system, you default to your worst habits. You raise your voice. You over-explain. You retreat entirely. None of those responses move you toward resolution. They simply add new damage on top of the original problem. A framework does something different. It gives you mind a track to follow when the emotional ground shifts beneath you. It stops you from improvising in the worst possible moment. And with toxic traits specifically, patterns like manipulation, explosive anger, blame shifting, or gaslighting, improvisation is exactly what the other person is counting on. Their behaviour thrives in your confusion. As I write and say it right every time, manipulation thrives in confusion. It dies in clarity. A framework is your clarity. Say it right every time. 7 recovery frameworks for when the conversation goes wrong. Framework 1. The Recover Method. What it is. A 7-step recovery sequence for conversations that have broken down, covering the full arc from recognizing the derailment to recommitting to the relationship. This is the master framework I introduce in chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time, and it sits at the center of everything else in this article. Designed for any toxic traits conversation that has gone significantly wrong, where the relationship still has value and repair is genuinely possible. How it works. Number 1. Recognize what went wrong. Name the specific breakdown point, not just it got heated. Was it the moment they denied the behaviour? The point at which you raised your voice. Identifying the exact fracture matters. Number 2. End the conversation if needed. If escalation has made productive exchange impossible, stop. This is not retreat. It is strategic. Say, I need us to pause this. I want to come back to it where we can both talk clearly. Number 3. Cool down. Give genuine time, not 10 minutes. For toxic trait conversations, the body needs longer to return to a regulated state. Use the time to write down what you observed, not what you felt. Number 4. Own your mistakes. Before the follow-up conversation, identify what you did wrong. Did you accuse instead of describe? Did you bring in old grievances? Own your part first. It creates space for the other person to do the same. Number 5. Validate their experience. This does not mean agreeing with their behavior. It means acknowledging that they experienced the conversation too. I can see that felt like an attack. That was not my intention. Number 6. Explain your intent. Clearly and specifically. I raise this because the pattern is affecting how we work together, and I care enough about that to have a hard conversation. Number 7. We commit to the relationship. State plainly that you are not trying to end the connection. You are trying to improve it. When to use it. Any significant breakdown with the relationship has real value and re-engagement is possible. When not to use it. When the other person has shown no willingness to re-engage at all, or when continuing the relationship is not appropriate or safe. Quick example. You raise a colleague's pattern of publicly undermining your decisions. They accuse you of being oversensitive and storm out. You give it 2 days, write down 3 specific incidents, own that you've raised one point as an accusation rather than an observation, and return with, "I said something last time that came out as blame. I want to try again more clearly." Eamon's note. Every step in this framework has felt uncomfortable when I have used it. That discomfort is the point. The alternative is a relationship that quietly corrodes. Framework 2. The anger containment script. What it is. A structured verbal response for the moment explosive anger enters a toxic trait conversation. It does not fight the anger. It refuses to feed it. Designed for conversations where the other person escalates into shouting, aggressive language, or intimidating behavior in response to being confronted about their toxic patterns. How it works. Number 1. Lower your own voice. Physically. Before you say a single word, drop your volume. This is a deliberate signal that you are not matching the energy. Number 2. Name what you need. Use script 110 from chapter 14 of Say It Right every time. I can see that you're very upset, and I want to understand what's going on. However, I need us to have this conversation calmly. I'm asking you to lower your voice so we can talk this through productively. Number 3. Offer the exit clearly. If you're not able to do that right now, I'm going to suggest we take a break and come back to this when we're both calmer. Then follow through. Number 4. Do not fill the silence. After the offer, stop talking. The silence is not awkward. It is the framework holding its ground. When to use it. The moment anger becomes aggressive rather than just emotional. Earlier in the escalation, not after 10 minutes of shouting. When not to use it. When you yourself are already too activated to deliver it calmly. Use the recover method's end step first. Quick example. You raise someone's habit of taking credit for your work. They immediately raise their voice and call you paranoid. You lower your voice, deliver the script, and wait. If they continue, you stand up and say, "I'm going to give us both some time. I'll come back to this tomorrow." Eamon's note. As I write and say it right every time, anger feeds on anger. When you refuse to provide fuel, the fire eventually burns out. This framework only works if you mean it. Framework 3. The clarity shield. What it is. A method for staying grounded in specific, verifiable facts when a toxic trait conversation is being derailed by manipulation. Designed for conversations where the other person shifts the subject, rewrites events, introduces irrelevant grievances, or attempts to confuse the exchange to avoid accountability. How it works. Number 1. Prepare a written list of specific incidents before the conversation. Dates, behaviors, and observable impact. Not feelings alone. Facts you can anchor to. Number 2. When deflection appears, name it once. Use script 111. I hear what you're saying, but that's not what happened. Here's what actually happened. Specific facts. Number 3. Return to the facts. Every time the other person attempts to pull you off course, return to the specific incident. I need you to stop trying to change the subject and address what I'm actually saying. Number 4. Do not argue about interpretation. State the facts, state the impact, and stop. You are not trying to win a debate. You are establishing a clear record. When to use it. Anytime you feel the conversation slipping away from the specific behavior you raised. When not to use it. When the other person is genuinely confused rather than deliberately deflecting. Read the difference. Quick example. You raise a manager's pattern of excluding you from key meetings. They respond by listing your recent errors. You say, "Those are separate issues. I want to focus on the meeting exclusions. Here are the 3 times it happened and the impact each time." Eamon's note. Manipulation is exhausting because it makes you doubt your own memory. Your written record is your anchor. Keep it close. This framework connects naturally to the work of addressing passive-aggressive behavior that is silently eroding team synergy, where deflection and misdirection follow the same pattern. Framework 4. The reality anchor. What it is. A structured response to gaslighting the specific toxic behavior of denying, distorting, or writing someone else's reality to avoid accountability, designed for conversations where the other person insists events did not happen, that you are misremembering, or that your perception is wrong in ways that contradict clear evidence. How it works. Number 1. Keep a written record before the conversation. Emails, messages, specific dates, and observable behavior. This is your anchor. If you are confronting someone prone to gaslighting, this step is not optional. Number 2. State your reality clearly and hold it. Use script 112 from chapter 14. I know what I experienced. You're trying to tell me it didn't happen that way, but I was there. I remember it clearly. I'm not going to let you rewrite history. This is what happened. Specific facts. Number 3. Do not argue about memory. Say it once. Then refer back to your written record if challenged. Number 4. Disengage from the loop. Gaslighting conversations spiral when you keep trying to convince. State your position, note the disagreement, and close the loop. We see this differently. I've told you what I have observed. I need to decide how to move forward based on that. When to use it. When the other person is systematically denying observable reality rather than simply disagreeing with your interpretation. When not to use it. When the disagreement is genuinely about interpretation rather than documented fact. Quick example. You have email evidence of a colleague claiming your idea as their own in a meeting. They insist they gave you credit. You produce the email chain, state what it shows, and say, "We have different accounts. I have the record here. I'm not prepared to accept a version that contradicts it." Eamon's note. Gaslighting is designed to make you feel unsteady. The written record is what steadies you. Prepare it before you walk in, not after. For deeper work on rebuilding after exchanges like this, see how to recover team synergy after a conversation goes catastrophically wrong. Framework 5. The medium shift. What it is. A method for moving a toxic traits conversation to a richer communication channel when the current medium is making the breakdown worse. Designed for situations where a toxic traits conversation is happening over text or email and is escalating because tone, nuance, and presence are missing. How it works. Number 1. Recognize when the medium is the problem. If a text exchange about toxic behavior is becoming more hostile with every message, the channel is contributing to the damage. Number 2. Name the need to shift. Use script 116. This feels like a conversation we should have by phone or in person. Text isn't great for this kind of thing. When can we talk? Number 3. Choose the richest medium available. In person is best for toxic traits conversations. Video call next. Phone after that. Email only for documenting what has already been discussed in person. Text is the wrong tool for this work entirely. Number 4. Compensate for leaner mediums with extra care. If you must use email, as outlined in script 115, state the facts clearly, name the impact specifically, and close with a statement of intent to resolve rather than a demand. When to use it. Anytime a difficult conversation about toxic behavior is happening over a channel too lean to carry the emotional weight. When not to use it. When in-person conversation poses a risk to your safety. Quick example. A text thread about a colleague's undermining behavior has turned hostile over 3 days. You send. I don't think we're going to resolve this over text. Can we talk by phone tomorrow afternoon? Eamon's note. I have watched more toxic traits conversations collapse over email than over any other single factor. The words are right, but the medium strips out every signal that keeps people human. Framework 6. The repair opener. What it is. A structured approach for initiating the follow-up conversation after a toxic traits exchange has broken down completely. Designed for the moment you return to someone after a significant breakdown, needing to re-establish enough trust to have the conversation again. How it works. Number 1. Choose your timing carefully. Not immediately after the breakdown. Not so long after that the silence becomes its own message. 2 to 4 days is usually right for toxic traits conversations. Number 2. Open with your own accountability. Use script 118. I've been thinking about our conversation, and I don't feel good about how it went. I said some things I regret, specifically what you said. I want to make this right. Can we talk? Number 3. Keep the opener short. Do not try to resolve everything in the opening message. You are opening the door, not walking through it yet. Number 4. Give them time to respond. The opener is an invitation. If they do not respond immediately, give space before following up once more. When to use it: after any breakdown, where you contributed to the collapse and want to re-engage from a more honest footing. When not to use it: when the other person has shown consistently that re-engagement is used as an opportunity to reassert the toxic behaviour without any change. Quick example: after a conversation about a team member's habit of scapegoating others spiralled into mutual accusations, you send a short message. I said some things last week that came out as blame rather than concern. I regret that. Would you be open to talking again? Eamon's note: taking responsibility for your part first does not mean accepting all the blame. It means clearing the space for repair. There is a real difference. This connects to the broader work of how to apologise to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy, which takes the repair process further. Framework 7. The boundary close. What it is: a structured method for closing a toxic traits conversation by establishing what you will and will not accept going forward, regardless of whether full resolution was reached. Designed for conversations where resolution is not possible in this exchange, but you still need to establish clarity about consequences and future behaviour. How it works: 1. State what you observed once more, clearly, not as an accusation, as a record. 2. State what you need. Specifically: I need the public undermining to stop. I need to be included in the project meetings I was excluded from last quarter. 3. State what you will do if the behaviour continues. This is the enforcement step. As I write and say it right every time, a boundary without enforcement is just a suggestion. Name the consequence you're genuinely prepared to follow through on. 4. Close without drama. That's what I needed to say. I hope we can move forward differently. When to use it: when the other person has refused to engage productively and you need to close the loop with clarity rather than leaving things unresolved. When not to use it: when the conversation still has potential and closing prematurely would cut off a genuine possibility of change. Quick example: a peer has dismissed your concerns about their toxic behaviour for the third time. You say, I've raised this 3 times now. I'm going to be clear if the pattern continues. I will be taking this to our manager. That's not a threat. It's what I need to do to protect my work. Eamon's note: this framework is the hardest to deliver because it requires you to mean what you say. If you state a consequence you will not follow through on, you teach the other person that your words have no weight. See also how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy for a complementary structure when the relationship still has repair potential. Choosing the right framework when a toxic traits conversation breaks down. The table below gives you a fast map. Use it as a starting point, then read the narrative beneath it. Situation: best framework. Conversation has broken down significantly. Relationship still matters. Recover method: other person has become aggressive or shouting. Anger containment script: deflection, subject changing, or misdirection. Clarity shield: reality denial, memory rewriting. Reality anchor: conversation is happening over text or email. Medium shift: you need to reopen after a full breakdown. Repair opener: no resolution is coming. You need to set limits. Boundary close: here is the honest guidance when a toxic traits conversation first breaks down. You will rarely know immediately which framework you need. The key question is this: what is the other person actually doing? Are they escalating emotionally, or are they distorting the facts? Those two things require different responses. Emotional escalation calls for the anger containment script. Fact distortion calls for the clarity shield or the reality anchor. If the conversation is already over, you are in repair opener territory. If you have tried repair and been refused, you are in boundary close territory. The recover method sits above all of them as the master framework. It is the arc, and the others are specific tools you reach for at particular steps within it. For the underlying structure that supports all of this work, how to use the recover method when a team conversation goes wrong offers useful parallel reading. And if the breakdown has cracked trust at a team level, how to use the core framework to restore team synergy after a breakdown addresses the wider repair work. The mistakes people make when they try to recover a toxic traits conversation. The mistake: returning too quickly after a breakdown. Why it happens: you want to fix it. The discomfort of unresolved conflict drives you back before either person is genuinely ready. What to do instead: wait until you can speak about what happened without your voice or your body signalling that you are still in fight mode. A mistake: owning everything to smooth things over. Why it happens: it feels like the faster path to resolution. It is not. It teaches the other person that escalating or denying gets them an apology. What to do instead? Own your specific part. Name it precisely. Stop there. The mistake. Trying to resolve a toxic trait conversation over text after it has already broken down. Why it happens. Text feels safer. It gives you time to think, but it strips out tone, presence, and the human signals that make repair possible. What to do instead? Use the medium shift framework. Move the conversation to the richest channel available. The mistake. Delivering the boundary close without meaning it. Why it happens. You want the conversation to end and hope the statement itself will produce change. It really does. What to do instead? Only state consequences you are genuinely prepared to act on. If you are not ready to follow through, do not name the consequence yet. The mistake. Skipping the cooling down step in the recover method and jumping straight to owning the stakes. Why it happens. The framework looks sequential, and people assume speed equals resolution. What to do instead? The cool down step exists because your nervous system needs it. Skip it, and you return to the conversation still activated, still reactive, still capable of making the same mistakes again. For a wider look at what happens when trust fractures at a collective level, how to use the bridge method to rebuild synergy after a team breakdown is worth your time. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Building real fluency with these frameworks over time. Knowing a framework is not the same as being able to use it under pressure. Let me be honest about that distinction, because I have watched too many people read something like this, feel confident, walk into a difficult conversation, and find that every framework evaporated the moment the other person's face hardened. As I write and say it right every time, knowing what to do and actually doing it are two different things. The gap closes through practice, not through reading. Say it right every time. Start with the recover method. Read each step aloud until you can say it without looking. Then rehearse the anger containment script until it comes out calm and grounded. Practice it with a trusted colleague or in front of a mirror. The version you use under pressure will be rougher than the version you rehearse. That is fine. Rough and structured beats smooth and improvised every time. In the first 2 weeks, apply these frameworks to low-stakes conversations. Use the repair opener after a minor misunderstanding, not a major blow-up. Notice what feels stiff. Notice what flows. Adjust. In weeks 3 and 4, apply the clarity shield in any conversation where you feel yourself being pulled off your main point. By week 6, reach for the full recover method in a real, charged exchange. Track what you try and what happened. Not to grade yourself, to build an honest picture of your own patterns. What step do you consistently skip? Where do you default back to old habits? That is where your next round of practice needs to focus. The Chapter 14 and Chapter 15 material in Say It Right Every Time maps this progression in detail, including a 6-day practice plan designed to build these skills systematically rather than in isolated bursts. What to carry away from all of this? A toxic traits conversation that goes wrong is not the end of the road. It is a point in a process. The recover method gives you the arc. The 6 supporting frameworks give you specific tools for the moments that most commonly derail that arc. None of them require you to be a natural communicator. They require you to prepare, to stay grounded in facts, and to mean what you say. Here is what I know after 6 decades of getting this wrong, and learning the hard way the people who handle these conversations well are not the ones who never feel fear. They are the ones who have a structure ready when the fear arrives. The toxic traits conversation you've been avoiding will not get easier with time. It will get heavier. The framework gives you the ground to stand on. Use it. Say it right every time. Frequently asked questions. What is the recover method for a toxic traits conversation? The recover method is a 7-step recovery framework from Chapter 14 of Say It Right Every Time. It covers recognizing what went wrong, ending the conversation if needed, cooling down, owning the stakes, validating experience, explaining intent, and recommitting to the relationship after toxic behavior derails a conversation. How do you recover a toxic traits conversation that has turned into a shouting match? Stop the exchange immediately using a firm, calm statement about needing a break. Do not match explosive anger with anger. Once both parties have cooled, return using the recover method to own your part, acknowledge the impact, and reopen the conversation on steadier ground. What should you do when someone uses manipulation during a toxic traits conversation? Stay focused on specific facts rather than reacting to the manipulation itself. Name what happened clearly and directly. As I outline in Say It Right Every Time, manipulation thrives in confusion and dies in clarity. The more specific and grounded you remain, the less power the manipulation holds over the conversation. How do you handle gaslighting when raising someone's toxic traits? Keep a written record of specific incidents before the conversation so you have an anchor to reality. If the person denies events occurred, state clearly what you observed and experienced. Do not argue about perception, restate the facts calmly and hold your ground without escalating the emotional temperature. When should you end a toxic traits conversation rather than push through it? End the conversation when one or both parties are no longer able to speak without escalating, when manipulation or gaslighting is actively distorting the exchange, or when physical or emotional safety feels at risk. Ending is not failure. It is the second step of the recover method used correctly. How long does it take to build fluency with recovery frameworks for difficult conversations? Expect 4 to 6 weeks of deliberate practice before these frameworks begin to feel natural under pressure. Start with low-stakes conversations to build the muscle memory, then apply the structures progressively to more charged exchanges involving toxic behavior or entrenched defensiveness. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.